Oh, it's 6:52 a.m. on August 2nd, and in 8 minutes, the kid and I will be rolling on our way to the office and to his summer camp. This is the earliest we left the house. This is the earliest we need to leave the house for him to get to school on time when school starts in a few weeks. And obviously to get to camp. Camp's not till 9 a.m., so we'll actually roll to the office, hang out there for a while with his grandpa, my father-in-law slash boss, or boss-in-law as I like to say, and hang out there for almost an hour, and then ride on over to camp, which is about a mile and a half away from the office, and then I'll ride back to work. So it's been really nice, not using the truck and burning up fuel and spending the hour or so it takes to ride with him the 5 to 6 miles every day this week. And he actually came and woke me up early this morning. Woke us both up, actually called for mom. He had a dream or something, or a dream, he said. Woke up and wanted to be carried out of his bunk bed into the bathroom so he can go potty. But why he couldn't do it himself, I don't know. But he's up. He's been up, and I'm happy for that. This lifestyle change is affecting him, too, because he's waking up. The kid's hard to wake up. I recorded one day I recorded two different segments, waking him up, and he was like a mini teenager. He's only 7, but getting him out of bed has been a struggle. But he's going to bed easier. During the school year, we shoot for 8:30. Then in summer, he stayed up a lot later. I was hoping just for 9. He's been up on several nights to 10 or 10:30. He's had his buddy here a lot, and this week he's just been going to bed between 8:30 and 8:45 and going to bed easily. He's ready to go to bed by then. I guess riding 12 miles a day when you're 7 will do that. His disposition has been better, and it's been just been a joy more so than normal. So it's paying off, and I'm looking forward to the ride. I hope everyone else has a good day today. Bye.